Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about a program that you've had for several years now, the Masters of Beef Advocacy.
We love this program, and this year we had more than 1,000 FFA students complete the Masters of Beef Advocacy program in 2019, which was extremely exciting, second year in a row of over 1,000 students. As a reminder for people who might not know what the Masters of Beef Advocacy is, it's a go-to program for training and resources to be a strong advocate for the beef community. It's free, it's self-guided, online course, and it provides farmers, ranchers, our youth, and our beef community with the information they need to be advocates for the industry and really answer those tough questions about beef and raising cattle. We integrated the program more than 7 years ago with Oklahoma FFA, and it has grown every year. We can't say enough for this partnership with them, and we're very proud of the work we're able to do with Oklahoma Agriculture Youth. And if listeners would like to get their MBA, just visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
And to learn more about what's happening with the Beef Checkoff, go to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, the latest USDA cattle on feed report indicates the industry's almost back on track after suffering through months of the coronavirus impact, says Dr. Daryl Peel. He's the OSU Extension Livestock Market Specialist. Peel digested and analyzed the report during a late Friday interview with Radio Oklahoma Ag Network Farm Director Ron Hayes. Peel said the June report showed placements in May are about 99% of a year ago, and marketings in May are about 72% of year ago numbers. The total number cattle on feed was just down fractionally from a year ago. Peel said this is what he expected looking into the report.
It is quite close to the expectations going into this report. Really no surprises at all.
Peel said we've got a huge backlog of cattle and we'll have an imbalance of supply and demand for many more weeks that will keep pressure on fed cattle prices.
We're kind of back on track, I guess. We had 2 months of very, very low placements in March and April. We saw, in terms of auction volumes, we knew that those calves were coming into town, those feeder cattle. And so, we're kind of back on track and the cattle are still out there. We're just moving them around through the year. So, you can think about that in various ways. One of the important things though, again, is those 2 months of very low placements ahead of this May, are what's going to buy us a little bit of a hole in feedlot marketings, as we go into the fall. That's probably going to be important to give us an opportunity to catch up on the backlog of fed cattle that we didn't get slaughtered in April and May. So, all of these things are going to work out. By the end of the year, we're probably going to be pretty close to where we would have been, but we will have been through a lot of dynamics in the meantime.
The biggest question for everyone is the longer-term impacts of the recession we're in now, as it could soften beef demand, Peel said. The OSU specialist said survival should be a top priority for producers. At this point, you must be very flexible and prepared to react to whatever the situation is in the upcoming months. Well, word came late Friday that the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco has rejected the petition from several environmental activist groups to immediately stop all use of several dicamba products on millions of acres of soybeans and cotton. Now, earlier in the week, EPA defended its decision to allow farmers to continue to use the three vacated dicamba herbicides and asked the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to throw out a motion that was filed to hold the federal agency in contempt. Well, after word that the court had sided with EPA and their plans to allow existing stocks of dicamba to be used until July the 31st, the American Soybean Association offered the following statement. The American Soybean Association is pleased that the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit has chosen to support the EPA's legal authority and deny a petition that sought to invalidate EPA's cancellation and existing stocks order issued June the 8th. Congress has provided for the certainty needed by growers in critical times like planting season right now by equipping EPA with the existing stocks authority that it's exercised in its June 3rd guidance to growers. You've got farm news on Ron.
Superior Livestock going to have their Big Sky Roundup Thursday, June 25th. It'll be on Dish Network Satellite 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll start with the Superior Sunrise at 7:30, video auction at 8 a.m. 44,900 head will be offered, including 7,300 yearling steers, 5,000 yearling heifers, over 7,000 weaned calves, and 24,000 calves on cows. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more information or call them 800-422-2117.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.